Chapter 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying, as it were a voice of thunder, Come and behold. And I saw, and lo, a white horse, and he who is sitting upon it is having a bow, and there was given to him a crown, and he went forth overcoming, and that he may overcome. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, Come and behold. And there went forth another horse, red, and to him who is sitting upon it, there was given to him to take the peace from the land, and that one another they may slay, and there was given to him a great sword. And when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, Come and behold. And I saw, and lo, a black horse, and he who is sitting upon it is having a balance in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, A measure of wheat for a denary, and three measures of barley for a denary, and the oil, and the wine thou mayest not injure. And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, Come and behold. And I saw, and lo, a pale horse, and he who is sitting upon him, his name is Death, and Hades doth follow with him, and there was given to them authority to kill, over the fourth part of the land, with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and by the beasts of the land. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those slain, because of the word of God, and because of the testimony that they held. And they were crying with a great voice, saying, Till when, O Master, the holy, and the true, dost thou not judge, and take vengeance on our blood from those dwelling upon the land? And there was given to each one white robes, and it was said to them that they may rest themselves yet a little time, till may be fulfilled also their fellow servants, and their brethren, who are about to be killed, even as they. And I saw when he opened the sixth seal, and lo, a great earthquake came, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of the heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree doth cast her winter figs, by a great wind being shaken. And heaven departed as a scroll rolled up, and every mountain, and island, out of their places they were moved. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich, and the chiefs of thousands, and the mighty, and every servant, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks of the mountains. And they say to the mountains, and to the rocks, Fall upon us, and hide us from the face of him who is sitting upon the throne, and from the anger of the Lamb. Because come did the great day of his anger, and who is able to stand?